There's a tradition that dates back to the early 1800s. When the commander-in-chief enters the room, the U.S. Marine Band starts to play. They begin with what's called ruffles and flourishes. Then... But in the Trump White House, so far at least, Hail to the Chief has been used only sparingly. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The first time a president hears Hail to the Chief played for them is right after taking the oath of office. This is from Inauguration Day this past January.
Congratulations, Mr. President. Yeah!
There are no firm rules for when and how much to use the song. In these early days of the Trump administration, we haven't heard it much at all. He did use it during a visit to a Boeing plant in South Carolina. Trump is just as likely, though, to take the stage to something like this, as he did recently at the big conservative political action conference. It's less stately, but easier to sing along with. The real tradition of using Hail to the Chief goes back to President James K. Polk, elected in 1844. Thomas Price is curator of the James K. Polk Home and Museum in Columbia, Tennessee.
So James K. Polk was not an over-the-top character. He wasn't larger than life.
Polk was not a dashing military figure like some of his predecessors. He wasn't good at oratory, nor was he comfortable socializing. Price says First Lady Sarah Polk recognized all of that as a potential problem.
Sarah Polk mentioned that on occasion he would enter crowded rooms unnoticed.
But the First Lady, who had a keen sense of how Washington worked, had an idea.
So wanting to bring some fanfare to the presidency, she had the president's own Marine Band play the song Hail to the Chief on certain occasions, and it took off from there as the official presidential anthem.
The song, adapted from an old Scottish tune, had been played for earlier presidents, but not routinely, until Polk. Still, Hail to the Chief's use is subject to the wishes of any occupant of the White House. Some have despised it. President Chester Arthur even tried to have it replaced. Some have loved it. Now it's Donald Trump's turn to determine how prominent it is on his presidential playlist. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.